Now stay tuned for the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is a Sunday morning to talk about books. Virginia Festival of the Book, the 25th annual Festival of the Book. Jane Kulo's here, the director, Virginia Center of the Book of Virginia Humanities. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, I was talking this morning with producer Dan Gould. This woman who's all in the news, all the thing about only keep the things that bring you joy and don't have more than 30 books. I'm like, I can't do a thing with her. And so now we get to talk about books. That's my thing. And so Jane's here because we're going to talk about the Festival of the Book. And I didn't really realize it was the 25th annual.
A few people in this community started thinking about this and talking about it in 1994 and said, this is a community that deserves a book festival. It needs a book festival. And they started putting it together. And lo and behold, 25 years later, and we've attracted almost 500,000 people over 24 years. They had a really good idea.
Yeah, they did. That's superb. That's a great thing. And how long have you been with?
I started with working with the festival as the director in 2014. So this will be my fifth festival to direct.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here today. We also have with you Amanda Corman from the Women's Initiative. Thanks for being here with us.
Good morning, Rick, and thanks for having me.
We'll be talking with you about the Women's Initiative and about a specific event that will be going on.
Yes, we're going to be talking about our Challenge into Change program at the Festival of the Book, which is a long-standing partnership we've had with the festival that's really a celebration of the power of storytelling as healing.
Excellent. I look forward to that. Thank you. We also have Phil Schroat from the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville. Good morning, Phil.
Yes, and again, thank you very much for having us here.
Well, it's nice because Jane can sit here for the hour because there are, how many specific events are there?
There are more than 200 events and 135 public events.
But we can sit here and go through and just break through the list and go, start with me on noon on Wednesday, and we can run through them all and probably still not get them all in there. But it's nice to have a couple people to highlight a couple specific events, and I'm so glad that Amanda and Phil can be here and talk not just about the events, but about a couple of the organizations that are behind them and that are part of the community that help build and keep the Festival of the Book and make it what it is. So thank the two of you for being here with Jane.
Thanks, Rick. And I will say about Marie Kondo, the magical art of tidying up, I'm completely with you, although she says it's okay, you know, if you really love books or writing to not listen to her about getting rid of them. So just want to throw that in there.
If she wants to come over and help me go through the utility room and get rid of some of the old, you know, rusty shovels or extension cords, but stay out of the bookcase, please. Again, we do have Jane Kulo, Phil Schroat, and Amanda Corman here today on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call to talk about the 25th annual Virginia Festival of the Book. Starts Wednesday, right? The 20th, and goes through Sunday the 24th.
That's right.
That's right. Let's talk about the very first event. If somebody wants, let's sign up. I want to be there to start it off.
Well, that one's a little bit tricky because we kick off the festival with a banquet called the Read and Lead Lunch. And I think right now we might have two tickets left for that.
Oh, there's always a scalper.
But then a number of programs kick in that same day at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and we're off and running.
Well, tell me about the Read and Lead, because whether or not there's a scalper, I want to know what I missed out on because I wasn't paying attention.
So we have three different banquets that we feature during the festival. I'm going to just give you a quick brief on each of them. Saturday morning is something called a Crime Wave Brunch. That's for the mystery lovers.
Ooh.
Thursday at noon is the Literary Luncheon, and that's usually a novelist or a memoirist. And it's the luncheon has been there every year at the festival, and it's typically a lot of book groups and ladies' friends that come out for that every single year. And the Read and Lead Lunch is a little bit different. We really try to bring in an author who has written a story or lived a story and written about it that is something we can really learn from. Whether it's a memoir or whether it's about somebody that has just done spectacular things. This year's speaker is Barbara Ehrenreich, and she is very well known for a book a number of years back called Nickel and Dimed, where she tried to live on a minimum wage. She lived in Charlottesville at some point, and this year's book that she's talking about is called Natural Causes.
I'm curious, so when you... These events are being held where?
We hold events in this year in about 70 venues.
No, sorry. I misspoke or I didn't speak clearly. When you have the eating events,
the banquets. Those are all held at the Omni in their ballroom.
In the ballroom. And so the first event you're talking about only has two tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
The others still have tickets available?
The Literary Luncheon, Lisa C. is the novelist that's speaking at that, and that sold out in January. And then on Saturday morning, Don Winslow is speaking at the Crime Wave Brunch with his book that just came out called The Border, and there are tickets available for that.
And we'll remind people throughout the hour, can buy tickets at...
VABook.org.
VABook.org.
But, you know, starting out talking about ticketed events is something that I want to just pivot a little bit because we will present 135 public programs, and out of that, 9 require a ticket. Everything else is free, and all people have to do is show up.
How do I make sure that I'm not in the back of the room in a... uncomfortable spot?
Well, then show up early.
There you go. You're full of smart information, and here we are only 8 minutes into the hour. Jane Kulo, she is the director of the Virginia Center for the Book at Virginia Humanities. How do you make time to do all of this, that job and the Festival of the Book? Or is that job just finishing the 29 book festival and then starting a 2020 book festival?
Well, it's a little bit of both. As the Virginia Center for the Book, we're affiliated with the National Center for the Book at the Library of Congress, and we do programming across Virginia as part of that. The largest thing we do, though, by far, is the festival. And after we spend the month of April sending out thank you notes and wrapping up all of our details, in May we'll start working on next year.
That's pretty amazing. We also have with us today, we have Amanda Corman from the Women's Initiative and Phil Schroet from the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville, who will have their own, those organizations will have their own event at the Festival of the Book. But you're also going to be going to other events, or I'm saying that as though I know that you will. Will you also be going to other events?
There is only one good answer,
emphatic,
Phil and Amanda.
Yes. Emphatic yes. Well, and I have to say, we are so fortunate to be in Charlottesville and to have this incredible Festival of the Book. I mean, Well, when you said at the top of the hour, Rick, we're going to spend the hour talking about books, I got chills. I was like, I can't wait to talk about books. And I can't believe that we have this festival where, I mean, there are too many events. You cannot go to all the ones that you want to go to. So that's the real problem with the Festival of the Book, is that there's too many good things going on. So I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little bit of a book worm. I love books. I read the Sunday Book Review every morning. I mean, that's my go-to. NYTimes.com/books is my favorite website. And there are so many authors I'm so excited to see. The author of Friday Black is going to be
Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya.
Yes, he's an incredible debut author. I'm really excited. He's at a couple different events, and I'm going to try to go to at least one of them. And I'm actually moderating a panel of fiction of novelists, a really incredible panel of novelists after our Challenge into Change event. So,
ooh, well, tell me about the one you're going to be moderating.
Yes, so it's called Intertwined Lives, Domestic Fictions, and it is three novelists who have each written, I mean, I love the pairing because they're incredibly unique books. One is about a woman who's kind of coming apart in a really intriguing way. That's Penelope Lemon by Inman Majors. Another is about an imagining of a town that had a space flight that that fell from the sky and fell over this town, and how it impacts a town. And that is Catherine Schwille's novel.
These are fictions.
These are all these are fictions. They're extremely they're imaginative, but they're a little frightening. But also they have a lot of hope in them. And then the third is called Little Disasters by Randall Klein, about two different couples who each have what the other wants. And so it's their stories about life as we know it, but the writing is so fresh and just makes you see the real world, quote unquote, anew. So that's Friday afternoon at Barnes & Noble.
Phil, do you get a chance to go see any of these other events?
Yeah, fortunately, I'm self-employed, so I simply clear my calendar for the Festival of the Book.
That's the way to do it.
And I take in quite a few. Sometimes the panel is so interesting that I just want to, you know, go out and have a cup of coffee and let it sink in. Mm-hmm. I also read for the all of the books that come through here have been read by at least two local readers, and I do. I mostly do history for the festival. So, for example, this, as a number of people know, is the 400th anniversary of both the first sort of democracy in Jamestown, but probably more important for Charlottesville, the first arrival of enslaved Africans in Jamestown. So there's actually a panel just on that, and I read both the books that are going on that. There is quite literally something for everything. The festival does a lot of children's literature. They do young adult. There's history. There's quite a bit of there's politics, mystery, romance. You name it. It's just extraordinary, the breadth, and extraordinary the resources we have here in the Virginia area. These authors come here and are giving us quite a bit of their time.
Jane, Phil brings up a point that one of the things, if people go on vabook.org and look through the events, you can see the wide variety of things that are available. And Phil mentions history and other types of fiction, nonfiction, but there's poetry and there's art and throw out all the different types of things that are available.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure I can. I can tell you how to find it. So at vabook.org, there is a drop-down menu called Schedule, and you can search the schedule by venue or by day or by topic. And if you're interested in poetry, for example, you can drop down to poetry and you can see all of the poetry programs that we will present over the 5 days of the festival. And so we will do all sorts of genres, as you've mentioned, romance, mystery, fiction, nonfiction, poetry, children's. We have a lot of free children's programming called Storyfest. But even in those areas of nonfiction, there is history and travel and food and memoir and biography and current events, war, you know, just all sorts of things. And the thing is, you don't even have to be, I think we're in a room right now here at the station of readers, but you don't even have to be a reader. If you are interested in the Civil War and just want to know more about it, you can attend that program and really enjoy that conversation. And the thing, same thing goes with international affairs, or it goes with current affairs, that you can just show up and learn more from the conversations from those authors and the moderator. You may decide you want to read the book, you know, or you may decide, like Phil, you want to go have a cup of coffee afterwards and just really think about this. But the festival encourages that engagement, to listen, to ask questions, to respond, to buy the books, to read.
What I find fascinating about these panels is a lot of times these authors have been running around in the same circles for, you know, this is not the first time they've been on the same panel, and just watching the conversation, and that's what's different than just reading a review in a newspaper or a magazine, and it's just amazing. Yeah.
Again, our guest today, Jane Kulo, she's the director of the 25th Annual Virginia Festival of the Book, starts on March 20th, Wednesday. We also have with us Amanda Corman from the Women's Initiative and Phil Schrote from the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville. Two events that are coming up. We'll get a little more in-depth on those in just a few moments. Just a few minutes here before our first break. Jane, can we pick out a couple specific events, and if I give you the date and the time, you give us a little more in-depth on them.
What would you like to know about?
A couple things that caught my attention, I thought we could share with some listeners. So Carol Troxell,
yes,
was the owner of New Dominion Bookstore.
For more than 30 years.
Right.
That is the oldest independent bookstore in Virginia.
Suddenly passed away.
A couple of years ago, January 2017.
And now there's an event, the Carol Troxell Reader. That'll be Wednesday the 20th from 4 to 5:30 at the New Dominion Bookshop.
Yes, Jarrett Krasoska is very well known as a children's author. If you have any children in elementary school, apparently the Lunch Lady series, I think the Lunch Lady might be a villain, but I'm not sure. But he is going to be reading from his memoir called Hey Kiddo, and he's a graphic novelist, it's a graphic memoir about growing up the child of an addicted parent. Now, it's a beautifully written book. It's beautifully illustrated. It made the shortlist for the National Book Awards this year. And for a little while, we thought that he was going to be showing slides from the book, which we're trying to figure out how do we fit that into New Dominion. But no, he's going to have flip charts, and he's going to be drawing as he does the reading at New Dominion. 4 o'clock on Wednesday, and this is in honor of Carol Troxell.
Another thing that really caught my eye that sounded interesting is called the Bus Line Community Poetry Reading. That's also Wednesday from 6 to 7 at the Downtown Transit Center, where the buses meet under the bridge.
This is a true community-sourced program, because the Sue Barris and the other folks involved at the bus lines put that together, and the poems that are selected are then published and printed, produced on as signage on the buses. So you can come to this reading and hear local poets of all ages read their poetry, and then, you know, catch a ride on the bus. You can see it on the buses as well.
I would get this one in here before our first break. Also on Wednesday night, from 8 to 9:30 at the Paramount, is an evening with Festival All-Stars.
Yes. This is our kickoff celebration for the 25th anniversary. These authors have all been here before. They're very, very popular. They love coming to Charlottesville. Doug Brinkley, Adriana Trigiani, and Lee Smith. And they'll be in conversation with Margot Lee Shetterly. Doug Brinkley's book, which is...
He wrote The Magic Bus.
Yeah, yes.
That was one of my favorite books, where he took his students on a bus and taught them on the bus. That was such a great book. If you haven't read it, I see Amanda looking at me. You need to read that book.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
He's coming with his forthcoming title called American Moonshot, which is the 50th anniversary of the race to the moon. So I'm really interested to hear about that.
Yeah. You should read The Magic Bus. It was sort of a traveling across America in the 50s/60s style of, the guys who did all the dope and traveled at the time.
So this is not Miss Frizzle and the Magic School Bus.
No.
Something else.
Okay. And it's not Bus Lines Poetry. We already talked about that.
But they are flying, I suppose.
All right. We need to take our first break. I'm already a minute behind. All right. We'll be right back talking about the Virginia Festival of the Book. Thanks. Back in action, talking about books. Virginia Festival of the Book, the 25th annual, starting on Wednesday, March 20th, all throughout downtown Charlottesville. A couple odd spots outside of downtown Charlottesville. Williams-Sonoma and Barnes & Noble.
And UVA grounds. We have UVA a lot on grounds. UVA grounds as well.
But you can also go to vabook.org and look and filter through sites as well, correct?
Yes, you can search by sites. And another thing that I'd like people to know about is once you're at vabook.org, on the right-hand side of that website, there's something called a bookmark where you can sign up very much like a shopping cart if you're shopping online. But you can highlight the programs that you are interested in and put together your own curated schedule. And it's such a help. I do it for myself, I do it for a couple of my kids. It's like, here are the things that you might be interested in. And it's a easy way to sort of plan your festival.
Excellent. All right, so let's focus on one of the specific events with a guest today. We have Amanda Corman here with us. She's from the Women's Initiative. You can find the Women's Initiative at thewomensinitiative.org. No weird spelling or hyphens or dashes. Thewomensinitiative.org. Their event, Challenge into Change, Wednesday the 20th, 6 to 7 p.m. at Carver Rec Center.
That's us, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
So Challenge into Change is a program where we are celebrating stories written by people in the community who have overcome a life challenge and really transformed that into an opportunity for growth, healing, and transformation. And so this is a writing contest that we in the Women's Initiative put on every year. And then voices from that writing contest are celebrated at this event, in addition to a feature author who has published a book that's on that theme of challenge into change. So this year we are so excited to welcome LaTanya McQueen, who has a new essay collection out called And It Begins Like This. And so she is our feature author. So she will be reading from this incredible essay collection, which is really her challenge into change story. Is it goes back through the generations, and so it is actually a story about her exploring her own history and family history of being enslaved in the United States and how that history impacts her through today and her identity as a Black woman. And so it's these essays she has researched. Her ancestors who were slaves. She's gone to the places where they worked and were enslaved. And she also writes stories about her life today. And so we at the Women's Initiative were so excited about this particular author and this particular book because it speaks to the meaning of the need for healing, which is so personal for so many of us, and
it goes back further than us, right? That we inherit the historical, the generational trauma of so many things in this country, and so that is why we're really particularly inspired to have her, LaTonya McQueen, coming, and then really thrilled to be sharing these women's stories of healing and transformation.
So I'm curious how it plays out. Is there, because I haven't been in the past, I'm slightly embarrassed to say. So when I come,
yeah,
will I be at the Carver Rec Center and there's a stage up front and you're going to have a handful of women whose entries were selected and
yes.
they get up on stage and read their passages to me?
Exactly. So come on over to the Carver Rec Center, and the parking might be a little tight because there's so many wonderful things going on. So get there a little early, and then at 6 o'clock, LaTonya McQueen will open the program by reading from her essay collection. And then after that, we'll announce we have winners of this essay contest who are people in the community, and they will be invited to the stage to read their stories. And all the stories in the writing contest are 500 words or less. Some are essays, some are poetry. They're all true life accounts of women who have experienced, for example, eating disorders, sexual assault, domestic violence, difficulties immigrating to this country, difficulties assimilating once you get to this country. The kinds of things that we at the Women's Initiative, so we provide mental health services to women in our community, regardless of their ability to pay. So this contest is really a way of telling publicly the kinds of stories of transformation that are happening at our office every day in one-on-one counseling, in group counseling.
So let's talk about the Women's Initiative for a moment, because I think that's part of what needs to happen from our conversation as well, as people can go and learn about the women whose writings have been selected and clap for them and their mm-hmm. personal growth. But let's take a moment and clap for the Women's Initiative and the things that are being done here as well. I want to know more about what your services are.
Yeah. Thank you. So again, mental health services for women. So the most important thing to know about the Women's Initiative, if you know one thing, is that we have free walk-in clinics 5 days a week where any woman 18 and over can come in and see a therapist one-on-one for free, no appointment necessary. So we think that's so important because access to that care that is at no cost, that any woman can come and see. There is such a need for that in our community. And so we offer free walk-in clinics. We also offer individual counseling, and we offer support groups and additional what we call social support. So opportunities for women to gather and use the relationship with their peers as a part of their healing. We also do a lot of mind-body offerings, which is a part of healing from trauma and healing from difficult things in your life. So we offer yoga. We offer certain kinds of craniosacral therapy. We offer, we have a knitting circle, just a space for you to come and be with other women and enjoy crafting. So it's really this belief that there are so many different paths to healing. And for some women, individual counseling is going to be that road, and that's the need. For other women, that's not going to be a fit, and they just need a place to build friendships and to feel supported by other women, right? So we try to offer a lot of different services, and we also have particular programs we have that are for different communities. So we have a sister circle program, which is specifically for Black women and women of color. So we have a support group called Sister Circle, just for Black women. We have a program called Bienestar, which means well-being in Spanish, and that's for Latina women in our community. So counseling, social support groups specifically for Latina women in Spanish with Spanish-speaking therapists. So it's that idea that there are a lot of different ways that people can heal, and there are a lot of different needs that people have to feel safe, to feel seen, to feel understood and validated, as a part of that healing process. So most of the women that we serve at the Women's Initiative have experienced trauma in their life. And that's really, you know, the origin of the Women's Initiative. The reason we came into being is because women are disproportionately the victims of sexual assault and domestic violence and need a particular kind of care and safe space in order to heal. And we believe that every woman has the capacity to heal, given and that we want to make sure that those resources are available to everybody. It really is a matter of resources. And so that's why we're here as a nonprofit, making sure that those are there for women who otherwise wouldn't be able to access them, mostly due to cost, because of the cost of mental health is can be a huge barrier.
And let's make sure to point out, when I did my homework, that one of the things that doesn't always get mentioned or isn't always available is the time of day. And I saw where the Women's Initiative has morning, afternoon, and evening hours.
You got it. You got it.
Walk-in clinic.
Many of the women that we serve are working more than one job. Child care is also a huge issue, and so we make sure to offer, we have volunteers who provide child care for clients who may need it. So there are so many, you know, for women in particular, there are so many barriers to getting this done, getting the care that they need. And of course, you can also appreciate that as oftentimes the primary caregiver in your family as a woman, your care comes last, right? You're taking care of your kids, you're taking care of your spouse or your parents. And then the Women's Initiative offers these services because we know that taking care of yourself, if you know, it's that you're on the airline and you got to put your own mask on first before you help somebody else, right? And so it's about offering care and self-care for women who are caring for so many other people oftentimes.
So you can go to see the Women's Initiative Challenge into Change essay contest, and LaTanya McQueen, and it begins like this. That's Wednesday the 20th, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Carver Rec Center.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about some of the other events at the 25th Annual Virginia Festival of the Book. Jane Kulo's here with us. We also have Phil Schroat from the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville. Jane, let's talk a little bit about Thursday and see what else we have. We talked about places around Charlottesville. This one caught my attention. The Red Truck Bakery Cookbook Demo with Brian. Is it Noyes?
Noyes.
Mm-hmm. Noyes. At Williams-Sonoma, 11 to 12:30.
Yes, we're very, very excited to be working with Williams-Sonoma, and they are hosting a couple of demos for us on Thursday of this year. Brian Noyes with the Red Truck Bakery Cookbook, and later on, another one, Pie Squared, I think, is the second demo. And Williams-Sonoma has basically a demo kitchen right in the middle of the shop, and that's where these books will be featured.
So anybody can just walk right into this and watch the cookbook.
Watch some recipes from that cookbook be demoed, and then if you're so inclined, you can buy the cookbook. And the fact that it's a Williams-Sonoma, I'm sure if you need any kitchen supplies, you can buy those as well.
Probably.
But there is no purchase required. You just can just come right in and watch them cook.
And one thing I did notice is that you mentioned the vast number of the events where they're free to get into, right?
Yes.
You mentioned very early on that very few of the Festival of the Book events are actually where you have to pay to get a ticket to get in.
Correct.
But many of them, afterwards, you can buy a book from the author that's there if you choose. If that's why you're going, is because you want to see the author, you can buy a book afterwards.
Yes. Almost all of our programs, the books are available for sale in the venue immediately after, and the authors are available to sign. So we have a lot of people that really come to these programs because they're so interested in engaging with that author.
That's and so cool.
Sometimes it's at during the event while they're discussion with a Q&A, and sometimes it's at that signing line where you can just tell them, you are one of my favorite authors.
Here's one that really caught my eye, or actually these two in a row. Exploring Our World and Beyond with National Geographic. Thursday the 21st, 2 to 3:30 at the UVA Harrison Institute.
You know, we are so fortunate, one, that National Geographic is so close, but we also have one of their editors who lives right here in Albemarle County. So Susan Hitchcock was the editor for each of these three books. They're featured at the Harrison Institute on Thursday, and she has brought in the authors for, there's a book about space, there's a book about birds, and then there's a book which is just their phenomenal photography. And they're all going to be able to show some of that work and talk about how they put these books together. I think it's going to be really popular.
And I don't know where being a UVA grad from the fairly long ago, that I don't know where the Harrison Institute is.
Great question. So the Special Collection Library, which is adjacent to Alderman Library, right on grounds,
okay,
it houses the Special Collections and the library, and it also has an auditorium in the ground level of that building, and that's called the Harrison Institute.
All right. And I'm sure there'll be phenomenal signage.
There's phenomenal signage, and also at vabook.org, there is a map for each of our venues, and it also indicates accessibility and where you can park.
And the chairs at the Harrison Institute are quite comfortable.
Good deal, especially if you get there early, like has been mentioned multiple times today. Again, our guest today, Jade Kulo, she's the director and planner, and I'm sure you have a lot of help, though. You want to mention some help that you get at the Virginia Festival of the Book?
Absolutely. We have a lot of volunteers in this community. Phil made reference earlier to reading on behalf of the festival. We have, I think, maybe 50 or 60 people in our reading circle who come in and read the books that have been submitted for consideration by the festival and write a brief review. And that takes place from really from June or July through to November each year.
Lucky people.
It's a true gift because we have hundreds and hundreds of submissions, and our staff is really 2.5 full-time equivalents. So we read as much as we can, but we need a lot of help. And then during the festival, well, actually in the run-up and during the festival, we have a team of site coordinators. These are on the volunteer committee. They oversee a particular major venue. And then we have hundreds of volunteers because each and every event has a couple of volunteers that helps hand out and take back evaluation forms. They do headcounts. They do all of those things. And then we also have a number of drivers. These authors fly in to Charlottesville. They need a ride to the airport and back. They might need a ride out to a school for a school visit. So we have an army of people that drive authors around as well. We're very fortunate.
Another one for Thursday. I have this one. Being somebody who grew up on the Chesapeake Bay in an old fishing town, you have Chesapeake Requiem, A Year with the Watermen of Tangier Island. There's various types of this episode seem to show up throughout, but I have this one down for Thursday the 21st, 3:30 to 4:30 at Clark Hall, but it's also a Southern Environmental Law Center award piece somewhere else, but tell me about this.
So, and this happens sometimes with, you know, when we have a particular book, or Amanda referred to an author earlier that we have a booked for a few programs. Earl Swift's book, Chesapeake Requiem, has really pulled in so much interest. He is speaking on UVA grounds at the Environmental Sciences Department on Thursday afternoon. He is speaking Saturday afternoon at Greene County Public Library in Stanardsville. And then Friday afternoon, he was already the designated speaker for the Southern Environmental Law Council for their program And they feature also during that program the Reed Environmental Award writing award recipients. And just last week they announced that Earl Swift was the recipient of that Reed writing award as well. So this is a book that Earl was a longtime reporter for the Pilot, Virginia Pilot, and he reported from Tangier. But in order to actually write this book, he lived on Tangier Island for more than a year. So it's the history of the island, but it's also a look at the people who live there now and the fact that due to climate change, due to global warming, this is probably an island that will no longer exist within a very short period of time.
All right, let's take our second break. We'll come back. We're going to talk with Phil Schroedt about the event for Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville. Hang tight. And welcome back here on St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're living the life of a happy Irish person. We're having a good time here on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, talking about the 25th Annual Virginia Festival of the Book with Jane and Phil and Amanda. Phil Schroedt from the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville, that's the letter I, imeditation.org. Phil, I want to, your event is with Ruth King and her book, Mindful of Race, a discussion with a meditation teacher. I need to know more about why this was chosen and what's going to happen at this event.
Yeah, this is the third year in a row that IMCC has co-sponsored an event or sponsored an event with the festival, and we're really excited about this one. Ruth King is one of the senior African-American teachers of mindfulness in the Buddhist insight tradition in the United States, and that would be good enough. But in fact, she has this long history with Charlottesville, and I think it was about 5 years ago, Ruth started, she was interested in how to take this combination of just what she says, being aware of the huge number of issues surrounding race in this country, but also how to deal with this in a mindful way so that you don't get just totally burned out or decide it's all hopeless, so there's no point in paying any attention and so forth. And she was trying to find ways to bring this out to people, both people that were interested in Buddhist mindfulness, but also more generally the community. And Charlottesville was kind of a test bed for a lot of the ideas that she discusses in the book. And she mentions this both in her acknowledgments, and she talks about the events of August 2017, of course. So Ruth is the book is quite literally almost a 50-50 balance of those two issues. The whole complexity of race in the United States in the 21st century, and then how to deal with this using these principles of mindfulness.
I'm curious, so 2017 in Charlottesville and even before, but certainly since, how does the Insight Meditation organization, or even the Festival of the Book, how do you keep trolls out of the audience with such this type of topic and conversation?
Well, number one, they may not show up. This is out at Unity Church, and I think churches kind of dissuade trolls. But if they show up, Ruth didn't start this yesterday. Ruth is a very experienced teacher. She's been doing this in a variety of different venues, I think for something like 20 years. I quite frankly suspect that there is nothing she hasn't heard. I mean, she's not a cloistered monastic. She's done. She lived for many years in California. She teaches both on the East and West Coasts, and she's done this for a long time.
and I did a poor job, and I didn't write down your date and time. So please.
Yeah, we're at Wednesday at 6 o'clock at Unity Church out on Hydraulic. It's a large venue. It's a beautiful venue, a relatively new new building, and plenty of parking. So again, the festival is lots of different places, but yeah.
So I just want to add to that, the Ruth King's program is one that will be live streamed. There's always been interest in this, and over the last couple of years, we've sort of added more and more. We, of course, really want people to come out to the festival. We think one of the things that we offer is that direct engagement with authors. But sometimes, one, if you live far away or there's a conflict and you just can't get there, they will be live streamed on the festival's Facebook page, and then the videos will be available to watch later. We will put a list on our website of which programs will be live streamed, but Ruth's is one of those.
Excellent. Thanks, Jane. Phil, so let's talk about the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville organization. I'm curious a little bit more about that group.
Yeah, we're a Buddhist group out of the Insight tradition, which came to the United States out of Southeast Asia, some returning Peace Corps volunteers in the late 1960s. The thing that most people know is the mindfulness. There's a lot of Charlottesville in some ways is kind of mindfulness central. There's a lot of secular as well as religious mindfulness initiatives here. We do a lot in the community. We meet every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Anybody's welcome to join us. It's a fairly large group, so it's not one of these things where it's, oh, there's a new person here. We will pay attention to you. But we've, for a number of years, had a mindfulness program at the Fuvanna Prison. We do lunchtime mindfulness twice a week at Common Ground. We sponsor a Insight mindfulness introduction two or three times a year. And we have a number of retreats, both just single-day retreats, and then we do some longer residential retreats for 7 day down at Serenity Ridge, which is this beautiful retreat site by a Tibetan Buddhist group about half an hour south of town. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. Most of our events, most of our things are free. Some of the retreats have a fee, but we also have plenty of scholarship money. We don't want anybody to be dissuaded by the cost.
One last question about the organization. On your imeditation.org site, I saw you have a whole page devoted to Meditation 101, and it says, allow a smile into the mind, eyes, heart, and lips. I'm just curious if there's a short, quick way to tell me how to do that.
Well, just do it. That's what a lot of meditation instruction really comes down to. The smile thing is interesting. When you look at Buddhist statues, and you see a lot of these all over the place now, you usually see the Buddha with a little smile, and it's not an artistic thing. Those statues were originally for instructional purposes. After you settle into, you kind of quiet your mind and settle down, that smile actually generates, there's feedback into your brain, and it really enhances the experience. And even if you're saying, I'm going to force myself to smile because otherwise I'm miserable today, it makes a difference. And like so much in meditation, these instructions are 2,000, 2,500 years old, but we've got scientific studies with brain imaging and all that kind of stuff going on now. And hey, they got it right. That little smile actually changes the areas that light up in your brain, and it helps out.
All right.
We're all smiling here right now.
It feels great.
Phil Schroat from the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville. Their event is with Ruth King. discussing Mindful of Race, Wednesday the 20th, 6 to 7 p.m. at the
Unity Church on Hydraulic
Unity
Road.
Church. So let's go back to Jane and go through some more of the other events that we have. So on Friday, so let's get down to Friday. Friday, I have Women and War.
Oh.
Untold Stories, Friday the 22nd, 4 to 5:30 at City Council.
I think that's going to be a great program. And I might say that about all 135 public programs, but I'll tell you why for this one. Eileen Rivers is an Army veteran herself. She has written a book that I don't remember the title of, but about three women who have served in the military in Afghanistan, active duty. She is now the an editor for USA Today, and she is going to be talking about her experience and her writing and this and these women. The other author is Heath Hedge Lee, who has written a book called League of Wives. And it's about the women that are the that were the wives of the American POWs in Vietnam. And interestingly enough, it really is not that long ago, but when these women learned that their husbands were imprisoned, maybe they did not even know that they were alive, and you know, until they heard that they were captive, they did not have the authorization to cash their husband's paychecks. They did not have their own names on their house mortgages. They had to form a collective to get these rights from their own government while their husbands were imprisoned. And as a part of that, they also formed this collective, advocated for the government to do more on behalf of their husbands and getting them free.
One thing I might mention is all the books at the festival have been written or have been published in the last year to 18 months. And since I read a lot of the history and military history, we're getting a lot of really interesting stuff coming out of this younger generation that has experienced Afghanistan and Iraq. And we're going to see a lot of that. And again, quite a bit of it from women.
Let's see what else I have for Friday. Oh, I thought this was pretty exciting. Access Arts presents Jane Foy, former local radio WINA, who was surprisingly let go from her job, by the way, back in December. Friday the 22nd, 1 to 2 o'clock at Carver Rec.
Sure. We are just so proud to count Access Arts as one of our partners and present programs in conjunction with them every year. So as a part of that, the Post High will present some stage-to-page presentations throughout the festival. And then the Wednesday night at Gordon Avenue, there is a program for children. And then Jane Foy will be talking about both about her life's work and about being an advocate for the visually impaired. And this is a program that Access Arts puts together every year for visually impaired audiences. And Jane, as we all know, is an excellent storyteller. She just is a really, really good soul. And so she will be talking about her work and advocacy.
Here's one for Friday. Reading Under the Influence. Friday the 22nd, 9:30 to 11:30 p.m., at the Common House.
So this is just to prove that we can stay out late every now and then. I love this program. We've been doing it for a number of years, and it presents short readings, music, and the opportunity, if you so choose, to have a drink or a snack in hand. And each year we look for some of the younger...
Is this with audiobooks? so that you can still be reading while you're eating and drinking?
No. This is listening to authors live. So Nana Kwame Ajaye-Brenya, the author of Friday Black, will be reading. John Lingen, who has written a book about music and Patsy Cline and the Shenandoah Valley called Home Place, will be reading. And Matangi Subramanian will be reading from her novel, which I think is A Short History of Heaven. I'm not sure. Set in India, and so they're all young. That's all their debut work. And we've got a couple of DJs. Both of the DJs are actually authors that are in the festival: Tim Moore and Jesse Jarnow. And it's in partnership with the Charlottesville Reading Series and the Virginia Quarterly Review, and it will be fun.
All right, so 4 minutes left to go through Saturday and Sunday. You ready?
turn it
on speed. Saturday, 2019, the Publishing Day Lit Fair, all day.
All day. So this festival, for many, many years, we have presented programs for people who write and who want to write. It's called Publishing Day. There's a full track of programming, and there are also exhibits in the atrium of the Omni all day.
The Kids Book Swap.
Kids Book Swap.
10 to 12 at the Central Library.
Central Library. Bring in some old books, swap them in for somebody else's old books. It's a great program.
The Storytime Marathon is from 2 to 4 at the Central Library.
Yes, books for our very youngest readers, the pre-readers, in fact.
You can drop your kids off.
No, it is not a drop your kids off. It is a drop-in with your kids and listen to those books. But because it's for the very young, it's a program where you can come and go. You can come and listen to a couple of authors read from their books, buy one if you like, and then walk away for nap time or come after nap time.
The Power of Graphic Novels from 2 to 3:30 at McGuffey Art.
Yes, we are always interested in presenting graphic novels. And this has Ken Krimstein and I'm going to blank right now on James Sturm. And then I think Kate Samworth. And their work is illustrated work, and it's nonfiction or fiction, and they will present it and discuss it at McGuffey.
And then this one I liked, Future Tense, Writers You'll Be Reading for the Next 25 Years,
so
Saturday,
this,
8 to 9:30.
I'm so glad you brought this up. We are so proud of the legacy of the festival, and we want to celebrate that we've been here for 25 years. But where we really wanted to end up on Saturday night is looking forward. So these are new authors. They've never been to Charlottesville before. Two of them, it's their first book. Sarah Smarsh has written a book called Heartland. She is a fifth-generation Kansan farmer who has written very eloquently about growing up working as hard as possible and having very little money, barely getting by. She's also written a lot about it's not red state versus blue state. It's a class system that we have in America that we really should be looking at. Jose Olivares is the son of Mexican immigrants. He has a book called Citizen Illegal. And Mitchell S. Jackson, who has written a novel before, is coming with his memoir called Survival Math, talking about growing up as an African-American male in the 21st century and his family's experiences. It's a lyrical memoir. And Carlos Lozada, who's the nonfiction book editor for The Washington Post, is going to moderate that discussion. I think it'll be fantastic.
All right, last piece. On Sunday, you have, we talked about the brunch earlier. You can always go back to the website, vabook.org, and see the brunches. But I have Enduring Passions, Writing a Romance Series, Sunday the 24th from 1 to 2:30 at Barnes & Noble.
So we always include a couple of romance programs. This year they are on Sunday at Barnes & Noble back-to-back, one at 1 o'clock and one at 3 o'clock. And I think they'll be great.
So, again, our guests today, Jane Kuhlow, Amanda Corman, and Phil Schroat, You know, the one thing we didn't talk about was Friday Black, so I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
Debut short story collection by a 27, just turned 28-year-old author that has hit almost every best-of list in the country, and it is mind-blowing. Take the 21st century African-American male experience, throw a little bit of imagination into it, and it will knock your socks off.
Jane Kulo, director, Virginia Festival of the Book, 25th Annual. Amanda Corman, Phil Schroedt, thanks all of you for being here.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you,
thank
Rick.
You.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake-Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Strength is in their fuel. Engineering assistance is from Mike Friend. The Wake-Up Call is produced by Dan Gould. Show archives can be found at SeavillePodcast.com. Be sure and join Rick next Sunday morning for another edition of The Wake-Up Call, only on 94.7 WPVC.